Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Jasper. Hey, Jasper, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And do you know what will make this story 10 times more awesome? Yeah, sharing with a friend. So make sure you think of two friends right now that your parents can text this episode to, and you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready for a quicksand adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a sunny and chilly day as Jasper was walking through the hills. He loved to go on walks through the hills because it was the most beautiful places. When you're up really high, you can see for miles and miles. And so he would hike up to the tippy top of these hills and just sit there, and he would love to look off into the distance. Have you ever stood on, you know, up on a mountain or a hill where you could see really far? Oh, it is such a cool thing to do. I totally understand why Jasper loves doing that. Well, on his hike through the mountains, he would go up and down, up and down. The land was filled with valleys and hills. Do you know what a valley is? A valley is the space in between two hills. So say there was one hill, it was really high, and then you had to go down, 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 and then up, 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 up. When you're all the way down, that flat part, that is the valley. And as Jasper is approaching this next valley, something crazy is happening down there. What a beautiful day it is today, said Jasper. He was wearing a nice jacket and a warm hat with some gloves. And so even though it was a little chilly, it felt perfect when you're dressed right.
Help me! Help me! Help!
What was that? Said Jasper. Off in the distance in the valley, he heard a cry for help. Jasper ran as fast as he could towards that cry for help.
Hello! Who's back here? Where are you?
Shouted Jasper.
I'm over here! Help me! I'm sinking!
As Jasper ran closer and closer to the cry for help, all of a sudden, whoa! He had to step on the brakes and stop instantly. There was a giant pool of quicksand! Dun, dun, dun! Where did this quicksand come from? Said Jasper.
It was put here by the purple ninjas, but just help me!
As he looked into the quicksand, he could see it was the head of a unicorn!
Ah!
And he was sinking fast. Jasper was looking around for something, rope or a branch or something to throw out there.
Just hang tight, I'll save you,
said Jasper. The unicorn was only a few feet out there away from Jasper, but with quicksand, unfortunately you can't just walk out there and pull out the unicorn, because then Jasper would get stuck and that would be even more terrible. Jasper found a long branch, and it was strong, so he tossed it over, and it landed kersplat right in front of the unicorn's mouth.
Grab on with your teeth, and I'll try and pull you out.
The unicorn grabbed onto the branch with his very small teeth and tried to hold on as Jasper was pulling the branch.
This is really hard,
said the unicorn. Oh, he was able to pull the unicorn a little bit more out of the quicksand, but he was definitely going to need some bigger help.
Okay, well, it did pull me out a little bit. I feel a little safer now that my front legs are out of the quicksand, but I don't know how much longer until I start sinking again.
Okay, well, just hold still. I'm going to call into HQ and see if they can send some backup.
Shh!
HQ! HQ, this is Jasper. Come in, over.
Shh! Hey, Jasper, what's going on?
Shh! I have an emergency. I found a unicorn that has been trapped in quicksand. I'm going to send you my location. Can you please send some help?
Shh. Yes, just hang tight for, it might be about 15 minutes before Spyology Squad is able to send something out there to help you. Over.
Shh. Oh, great. Did you hear that? Help is on its way, said Jasper as he was trying to comfort the unicorn. Hey, actually, I haven't gotten your name. What is your name?
My name is Harmonal.
Oh, hey, Harmony. Yeah, my name's Jasper, and I'm really glad that I was able to get here in time. Have you seen this quicksand here before? Because I've been here many times, and I've never seen this big pool of quicksand. How'd it get here?
I don't know. I've been here a lot, too, and me and all my friends will usually hang out down here, but... Yeah, this quicksand, it's brand new. We don't know how it got here.
That is so weird, said Jasper. Let me take a look around real quick and see if I can see anything that would help us figure this mystery out. Are you okay, or are you still sinking, or how are you doing, Harmony?
I'm doing okay. I'm still stuck here, but I don't think I'm sinking anymore. I just gotta hold on to that branch that you threw to me.
Okay, I'll be right back. As Jasper continued hiking around the pile of quicksand. You see, the quicksand, it wasn't like super small and not super big. It was maybe about as big as your house, like that big,
which is pretty big for a quicksand pile,
especially if it just appeared there. Huh, very strange. How do you think it got there? Do you think somebody put it there or it just appeared? Well, as Jasper continued walking, off in the distance, he heard a sound.
All right, guys, I think the alarm went off that we might have caught a unicorn. A real unicorn this time.
You mean like all the times that we caught squirrels and we thought it was a unicorn, but it ended up being just a squirrel?
Yeah, I think this time we actually caught a real unicorn.
Jasper recognized those voices. Those are purple ninjas. How in the world is Jasper going to be able to save Harmony when the purple ninjas are right on their way? Oh no! We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Emerson and Lincoln from Kansas, Hannah from Ontario, Kristen and Michaela from Hong Kong, Hudson from Wellington, Norman from Washington, Anani from Toronto, and Claire and Q from Virginia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day? And I will see you next time. Bye.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.